www.thebrewingnetwork.com. Talk Live. You can bring up anything here as we launch into the third hour of the program. There's plenty of opportunity for you to take control of the airwaves. I actually just finished an interview, actually, right there during the news break. I was on the phone with the Keene Sentinel to interview me as a post-election post-mortem, I guess you could say. I didn't expect to win.
That's a good thing.
what I was hoping for was to actually survive the primary, and I did survive the primary here in Keene. I beat a crazy local semi-homeless man, Bradford Hutchinson.
That's AKA, awesome that you could beat the homeless guy.
A.K.A. the King of Keene. Actually, he's not homeless. He's just a little nuts. At least that's the way he comes across. I don't know if he's just trolling constantly or what his deal is. He's such a strange guy. Sometimes he'll be friendly. Sometimes he'll threaten people with violence. But anyway, he was also running for city council here in Little Keene, New Hampshire. There were 11 candidates before the primary. The primary in Keene eliminates one candidate, so it eliminated down to 10.
It wouldn't. In this case, it eliminated one candidate because they had, what, six candidates, and they needed to be down to five. Is that correct?
No, they had 11 candidates and they needed to be down to 10.
Okay, close enough. So
I was 10th place in the primary.
But this is what baffles me. I mean, really, this is the rigidity of the state. They had to spend $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 of the Keene taxpayer money.
It was like $5,000, but yes, they had to spend thousands of dollars to run a primary.
They ran a primary for five different wards.
Yeah.
I heard it was much larger than that.
It was larger than that? Okay, I don't know.
All right. They spent whatever amount of money it was to run an election across the entire city with five wards
open. Right, to eliminate one candidate.
To eliminate one candidate.
It was completely ridiculous. I mean, clearly people can choose from more than 11 candidates. They could just eliminate the primary system. But that's a whole other subject. I just wanted to let folks know I did not win my race for city council. However, as I announced in my interview with the news media, my goals were accomplished. I had two goals. One was the goal of beating Bradford Hutchinson, the street artist or whatever you want to call him.
I'm so glad that you moved to Keene to beat some homeless guy.
Number two, I didn't move to Keene with the intention of running for political office, Mark. This is just another form of activism for me to participate in because I'll do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to spread the ideas of freedom, I'm willing to do pretty much all of it. So the other goal was that I wanted to spread the ideas of freedom, which is what I think that, you know, is effective. I think the political system is most effective for allowing people to encounter these ideas when they may not have ever encountered them before. And hopefully by somebody who is relatively decent at communicating them, and I hopefully was, although my turnout, apparently the voting totals that I had, did not quite reach the percentages of the other liberty activists that were running. Our friend James Cleveland, a.k.a. Robin Hood, looks like he got about 15% of the vote in his ward race for city council.
One thing I can say about you is I know that if you thought that there was some other candidate that could run, the reason you're running is because you can't put up a – you can't – There won't be a full slate of liberty-oriented
activists.
No,
but we had our most candidates we've ever had this year. This was a record-setting year for
right.
liberty-oriented
I'm
candidates
just saying,
on the ballot in Keene, New Hampshire.
You don't do it for self-aggrandizement. I know that for certain.
No, certainly not. But I did show up at the candidates' forums, and I did speak at those forums. I did go on the radio and talk. So it's more of an aggrandizement for the ideas of liberty. Anything I can do to spread those ideas, the political process in New Hampshire is relatively easy to get involved in. It's $2 in Keene, New Hampshire to run for city council. I'd be a fool not to pay that $2 to go and run for city council because it got me space in the newspaper. You know, if you want to go and contact your local newspaper and ask them for how much it is per column inch, you'll probably find out it's several hundred dollars, if not several thousand dollars, to place an advertisement. But I got, you know, my own article, basically, when I answered their six-question questionnaire. I got my own article where I got to talk about the ideas of voluntarism and changing Keene into a voluntary city, a one based on consent. I got space to talk about those ideas. I got not an hour, but 10 minutes on, 15 minutes on the radio to talk about those ideas. Daryl Perry got an hour because he ran for mayor. Cost $5 to run for mayor. An hour on the radio, what's that cost? Probably several hundred dollars at least.
Several hundred. If you were just going to buy it, you probably wouldn't be able to get the time slot that he got.
Yeah, exactly. He was primetime 9 a.m. during the morning show, was talking about liberty with the morning show host. Daryl ended up getting about 9%, close to 10% of the vote in the two-way race for mayor. And as I pointed out to the interviewer from the Keene Sentinel, was that, well, we haven't seen yet what the total number of, you know, the turnout was. But I can tell you this. I know the last time I looked that in Keene, New Hampshire, the total number of registered voters was around 16,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
I know that in this election, in the at-large city council race that I lost, I got 10th place out of 10. I know that in that race...
Does that hurt you?
Not at all. Anyway, it's absolutely what I expected.
I know. You're just bulletproof when it comes to this stuff.
So I know that the top vote-getter got over 1,200 votes. So quick division would tell you that less than 10% of the registered voters in Keene came out to vote today. In Keene.
Sounds right.
So that says to me that 90% of the registered voters in Keene didn't care enough to bother to come out and vote.
It's a real indictment against a system when people know, either aren't involved enough, know, you know, are too ignorant to vote. They just, you know, they're not interested. It's the primary where the decisions are generally made. It's the local level where you're going to have the biggest effect. When you go out and you vote for president, you're wasting your time. Mm. I'm going to say it one more time. In 2016, when you go out in the general election for president of the United States of America, the vast majority of you people are completely wasting your time. Because you're in a state, you know, that always is the same color it always is. It's either a red state or it's a blue state. It's always going to be a red state or a blue state. You're not in a purple state. And in the purple states, where actually it can swing back and forth depending on the presidential election, even in those states, the folks that plan all this stuff, they know that there's just a few counties. There are like 10 counties in America that decide who the president is, and the rest of you people just stuff paper and ballots or, you know, put things on computer screens. This is assuming that the voting process isn't rigged completely.
So there is that question. I mean, we don't have people standing at the polls. We don't have enough politically interested people here to actually send people to the polling locations and have them observe the vote counting process.
I don't think that they're rigged, because I mean, in my town, people do watch, but I could be wrong.
Like I said, we don't have people who watch in Keene, so we don't know what the voting process is like. There just aren't enough politically active people. We did run a record number of Liberty candidates this year, so that I'm really happy with. We had candidates in three out of five ward races. The other two went unopposed, unfortunately. The Liberty candidates were the only opposition to the people in these races. There was only, you know, there were incumbents running, and there were liberty-minded people who ran against those incumbents. We lost, but you got to start somewhere. And James Cleveland getting 60 votes and his opponent getting 350 votes, that's something that he could grow on in the future as he grows, you know, his name recognition in the community. The guy he lost to is a sitting city councilor who's a well-known realtor in town.
And
these are factors.
The political fortunes turn against politicians all the time. So
yeah,
at some point
true.
Or another, you know, the people are going to recognize the names. They're going to keep on coming up. The fact that the Liberty community, after, in this town, nearly a decade, hasn't gotten a seat at the table. I mean, you're talking about there's 15 votes for city council. What difference would it make if one person on city council was a Liberty-oriented person?
Not much of a difference, because in most votes it's 15-0.
It would make the least bit of difference.
Yeah.
So the fact that these people, at every turn, I'm not talking about the elections here, I'm talking about every turn during the political process, marginalize you people, arrest you people, shut you down every opportunity, that's the reason you can't win, is because people say, oh, those are the unliked people. We can't vote for the unlike people. We'll be unlike people.
Well, they have definitely brought out the, you know, the attack against the Liberty candidates. They were the people who oppose freedom in this town were certainly out promoting the idea of can't vote for these people. They're free staters.
They said on the radio, here's the free stater slate so that everybody knew. Yeah. It was disgusting.
Yeah. Well, that's what you have to expect. I mean, the people in the state are not happy about the fact that Free State Project people are here and they are going to do everything they can to stop us. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? BitQuick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. BitQuick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to BitQuick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. BitQuick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit BitQuick.co and get your Bitcoin. BitQuick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything to toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. The Pro XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The main feature of the site lets you control the content. You can submit news items, YouTube videos, fun stuff, whatever you want to do. Submit the URL to the front page of the site. It then appears on our site, and then others like you, listeners like you, can vote up or down. You vote whether you like or dislike what it is that's been submitted. And then we'll figure out, based on your votes, what you think's interesting. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy that. Now, of course, there are other great liberty-oriented sites that have useful news, and freedomsphoenix.com is one of those sites. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. Their readers are provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com, they offer up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. Again, that's freedomsphoenix.com. Now, I haven't had the chance to check the details on this, Mark, and you haven't said anything to me, so I don't imagine you've seen anything on the Facebooks. But I know there was a free stater or two running for political office, maybe even more than that, because I know the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance came out with some endorsements. As far as this is the statewide organization that nhliberty.org is their website. They do a great job of really kind of keeping up to date on all the legislation and the legislators and giving them grades. And this was their first year they've ever given endorsements for local elections. So I know that I think there were at least a couple free staters in other towns that were running. I know Mike Ruff, I think, in Manchester, maybe.
Kevin Bloom
in Concord. So it would be interesting to see what their percentages were compared to the Keniacs as well. Because, you know, we've got a pretty tough situation. If you're new to the show, we moved to New Hampshire back in 2006 as part of the Free State Project. And the Free State Project's goal is to bring 20,000 liberty activists to New Hampshire. There are over 1,400 that are here now. As part of the Free State Project, we have 15,000 pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. We want to get to 20,000. So we're still growing. We're still in the early mover phase. But some of us have moved early and some of us have gotten involved. And here in Keene, a lot of people would say that we don't have any chance to ever win an election in Keene because the well has been poisoned by various different civil disobedience activism and other things like that that have been news making and opinion, you know, people will be opinionated about, and those opinions are divisive, so people have very strong opinions one way or the other. And so, again, liberty activists in Keene have lost tonight. So it'll be interesting to do, you know, kind of a rundown of, well, you know, how do we do in Keene versus elsewhere? Is it as bad as, you know, people think?
I tend to think that, you know, you've got a few things running against you in Keene. And most of it is that Keene's kind of this little socialist corner of New Hampshire. And it's, you know, rather sort of left of center.
The property taxes are out of control.
They're out of control.
Huge.
It's the highest in the state. And it's just...
It's definitely in the top three. It kind of shifts between Keene and, like, Berlin and Winchester or something like that.
Yeah, but Berlin and Winchester have very low have low property values in comparison to Keene. So Keene, as far as...
Dollars and cents,
it's probably true. Now, there are some places that have very high property taxes, property values, and their percentages are lower. So it to say it's highest, it's kind of like only sort of marginally highest compared to some others.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's just it doesn't seem to me these people's solution to problems is more government spending.
Sure.
Over and over again. I think that there are some towns where that's a little less likely. There are some sort of miserly towns, and Keene is... you know, a lot of people in the Free State Project have said all along that it's a good thing the civil disobedient activists have moved to Keene because they certainly can't mess it up.
So Daryl Perry, our Monday night co-host, was running for mayor here in town. He was given he had an interview by WMUR, which is the main TV ABC affiliate out of Manchester. He was interviewed on the radio in town. He paid $5 to run for mayor. No one else opposed the incumbent. No one else.
Mm.
The incumbent ended up getting 91% of the vote. And so you can understand why someone wouldn't want to oppose the incumbent and end up getting a piddly amount of votes in return.
Even though this is a non-partisan election, everybody knows whose parties these people are in. And
honestly, I don't know what the party is of the mayor.
Usually they know.
He's probably a Republican, but I don't know for sure.
I doubt it. Generally not in this town.
That's not true. Republicans are elected to the city council in
New Hampshire. They are, but not generally.
Okay.
So I'm going to guess he's a Democrat, but I don't know for sure.
It doesn't matter either way. They're
the only statement that I'm making. Okay, I said everybody. The people that count, the small percentage of population that comes out for to vote in these town elections generally knows which party these people are in already.
So in other related news, Daryl posts on his Facebook page, the municipal election was today. I did some campaigning at one of the wards this morning, then had a couple errands to run. While in the midst of running said errands, I was pulled over by a local police officer and cited for unregistered vehicle and failing to obtain a New Hampshire driver's license. And I got the Keene 411 about this. We have a text messaging system here. You can text a certain phone number, and then the text message will be blasted out to dozens of recipients in the area. I was doing my afternoon work and caught this text message come in, saw that Daryl was pulled over, and it was not far from the studio location, so I hopped on my bicycle and got down there as quickly as possible. And I would have probably ridden my bike anyway, just because it's a fairly short distance, and it can be a pain to park a car in certain locations, you know, wherever the pullover might have happened to have been. But beyond that, I am also prohibited from driving at this point in New Hampshire.
You guys are winning.
Well, Mark, you know, sometimes the road to freedom leads through a cage.
In your case, several of them.
Yeah.
And apparently,
nobody said this was going to be a cakewalk.
They certainly, hopefully they didn't say it was going to be a cake drive.
That's cute. So I responded within moments.
I'm
going to
drive my car
message.
Home tonight, by the way.
Yeah, good for you. You're a much more obedient person than I am. So anyway, I went, showed up, and he was being pulled over by Keene Police. I brought my video camera with me, recorded. Daryl also had his cell phone, and he was streaming live with Bambuser, so we had a couple different camera angles on this occasion. Now, the officer in question could have been worse, right? He could have been a thug. He could have been dangerous, but this is Keene, and they don't tend to be like that. In this case, he could have towed Daryl's car. Totally within his legal purview to do that, because mm-hmm. Daryl has an unregistered car, or allegedly has an unregistered car, and this officer knew that in advance. He had been driving around with this unregistered car for approximately a year and a half, and so
got him.
Rather than tow his car and inconvenience him further, I mean, it was bad enough that he inconvenienced him by pulling him over, but he allowed him to drive back to his home. And the officer followed him back to his home, waited until he was parked in the driveway, waited until he opened the driver's side door and stepped out of the car, and the officer pulled away. So just an example of how when you're in New Hampshire and you're in a situation like this, things could be worse. You know, they could have stolen Daryl's car from him, taken it to an impound lot, and then forced him to pay, you know, $100 for the tow and then $150 to get it out of impound.
Yep.
But they didn't do that. So
thank goodness.
Yeah. So it could have been worse. 855-450-FREE. So that's the toll-free number. And 855-450-3733. And the irony was he was actually on his way to pay some fines at the police department when he was pulled over. Why was he paying fines? Because he wanted to pay them in pennies. Yeah. Video of that too. More coming up.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health.
Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about 1 in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, we've got all kinds of things on our website for you to enjoy for free. They include the news updates. You can get signed up. Follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever your preference. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Sign up there. That's news.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to the phones and the fun. Also, still to come, we haven't even barely scratched the surface on the man who was shot by the police for not opening his door for them. He's decided to stay inside his home. We'll get to
shot
that
and killed, by the way.
We'll get to that story here in a moment. Let's go to William listening in Dallas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, William. William in Dallas, going once. William in Dallas, going twice. Tell you what, I'm going to put William on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell or something. We'll come back to him here in a moment. Yes, Mark, he did have his life taken ultimately in this conflict here in Springfield, Virginia, where a domestic dispute resulted in a man named John Gear, 46-year-old kitchen designer and installer, throwing some of his girlfriend's belongings on the front lawn. She called the police. They sent a SWAT team over, because that's what you need to deal with a domestic dispute.
Well, she did say that he had guns, of course.
She did tell them he had guns in the house. Gear's home was surrounded.
Which gives them the ability to do anything. At this point, they have, with a domestic dispute, they have the right to come in with anything. He hit me. And then, you know, that's it. Now we've got a suspect that needs to be taken into custody. You know, he's armed. He's in the house. That's it.
Yeah, well, he wasn't armed. She said that he owned a firearm, so that's different.
So it could be anywhere.
Okay.
But that's how they're going to deal with it.
Right, but that's different than saying, he's threatening me with a firearm. He's pointed his gun at me. Regardless, they said
the
SWAT
team. Ian, I'm not justifying this in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying...
I'm not saying you are.
I know what the foreseeable result is at this point.
Gears home was surrounded by armored vehicles and uniformed personnel. Police sniper was photographed lying prone in a neighbor's yard aiming towards Gears residence. Men in helmets and military fatigues cordoned off the neighborhood. Police began making their demands. An armored truck, topside gun turret, parked in his yard and prepared for a strike command. As time went on, helicopters whirred overhead and canine units were seen by neighbors.
We're just here to help you. Come out with your hands up.
That's convincing.
Recounted neighbor Edith Eshelman of the police negotiations. Fairfax County police officers spent approximately 40 to 50 minutes communicating with Gear, insisting that he either let them in his home or that he exit into their custody. He did neither. Gear was a very stubborn man, according to one of his relatives. Gear's girlfriend and two teenage daughters had already left when the negotiations came to an abrupt conclusion. An officer shot Gear through a screen door as he stood facing outward at them. Gear closed the door and retreated into his house. Around 4:30 p.m., Gear was still barricaded inside his home, is the term they used. Whether he was actually barricaded is another question. Police used their $250,000 armored Lenko Bearcat to drive a long battering ram through the front door. SWAT team members made entry and ultimately found Gear deceased in his home. Don Gear, the victim's father, watched the scene unfold from the front lawn of the townhouse where officers positioned themselves with their guns trained on his son. He confirmed his son's hands remained empty and resting on top of a screen door throughout the confrontation with police when John lowered his hands about 6 inches. According to Don Gear, his father, one of the officers, fired a shot and hit John, causing him to retreat where presumably he then bled out and expired. Police did not immediately say whether John Gear was armed or why the officer decided to open fire, nor would they discuss... That's because they got to figure all those things out behind closed doors before anybody makes any statements to the press. Nor would they discuss the details of the conversation between the officers and Gear before the shooting. Gear's father says he was too far away to hear that conversation, but claims a detective assigned to investigate the case told him that his son was not holding a gun at the time of the shooting and that he did not have one on his person. Neighbor Valerie Findlay says, it was very scary because I've never seen coming down the street a SWAT team. I mean, a SWAT team? Neither Gear's father nor his good friend understand why the standoff ended in the death of a man with no prior convictions for violence. They do not believe that John was armed at the time, although both acknowledge he did own a firearm. Gear's father said the detective in charge of the investigation told him that a holstered handgun was found on the stairway landing a couple of steps from the front door where he was shot. If he doesn't have a weapon in his immediate possession, that officer should not have fired, said his father. He would have to have turned around, bent over, then picked up the gun to present a threat. It's pretty hard to say that the shooting was justifiable. But I bet you they will. Oh, I bet you the police will, after conducting their own investigation, determine that the officer was in fear for his life because of the, whatever, intimidating appearance of the man, or the fact that he was moving his hands. He could have been moving his hands towards a gun, which... Might have been concealed somewhere on his body. They can make up whatever story they want to justify
this. This will never see the inside of a courtroom.
Well, why would it?
It'll never see it. I mean, you'll never have a jury. This is what you have to ask yourself in this circumstance, is if you shot a person because you felt that somebody that you know that works with you was being threatened, and it turns out that person was completely unarmed, standing there in their boxers, and... What would it be like for you? Because I can tell you that the police officers won't experience whatever it is that you would experience. It's not going to be like that for them. Mm-hmm. They're going to get the deference. They're never going to face the inside of a courtroom. And that's it.
The officer involved was placed on routine administrative leave, which means he's paid, while the investigation continues. And police are remaining tight-lipped about the details of the incident. However, Fairfax County Police Chief Ed Russler said the shooting is still an active criminal investigation, adding he could not provide more information about what happened or address neighborhood concerns just yet. They have not yet revealed what justification, if any, the officer had for shooting. The police did say in a written statement that precise movements, contents of the discussion between the officer and the man, and all pertinent matters relating to the incident are under investigation. The police response arguably escalated the situation instead of defusing it. Yeah, no kidding. Well, you bring the SWAT team in and the Bearcat and helicopter and police dogs.
Right. Is this guy going to feel comfortable in coming out to see you?
Right.
That's really the question, because I don't think you're going to feel comfortable with a helicopter and Bearcats out there, people pointing guns. Obviously, there's snipers on the roofs and this sort of thing. Obviously, he had no good reason. And sadly, it seems like law enforcement is just all about escalating situations these days. This isn't the single individual officers. This is what they're taught by their command. And the command is going to escalate the situation, so why wouldn't they?
So the the article goes on to say it's a recurring theme and a string of examples of how police suffer from a dearth of training in how to deal with unarmed, uncooperative citizens who had not been charged with committing any crime. Because at this point, the police were just there to try to investigate. I mean, all they had was a domestic violence report by telephone. They had not yet collected any evidence against this guy.
Right. They didn't have her claiming, according to the story, that he actually even had a gun on him.
No. She just said he had a firearm in the house, and her only claim was that they had had a dispute and he'd thrown her stuff out in the yard. What police lack in empathetic response, they more than compensate for with an excess of military toys and the use of force. They're I like this Police State USA site. They do a good job of analyzing this stuff. Their unsubstantiated concern for the safety of the public notwithstanding, the police are required to seek a warrant from an impartial magistrate before engaging in the search of private property and seizing of persons. The allegation by an equally emotional girlfriend that John Gear was an owner of firearms does not constitute probable cause to violate his rights and ultimately end his life, as John Gear had not yet committed any offense to warrant his arrest, and with his family already off-site, police should have defused the situation by themselves leaving the scene. Refusing to be forced from your home or to allow agents of the state to enter without a warrant is not an offense punishable by execution, and although his mental state was, in the words of his friend Jeff Stewart, emotionally wrecked that day, the antagonistic response from the state cannot be touted as a positive outcome by any reasonable standard.
Right, I bet the girlfriend wasn't expecting this either. Like, she just was upset. Like, she's not, I doubt very seriously she's celebrating in the streets.
Share your thoughts. Do you think the police went too far in this instance? How should they have handled this domestic dispute? 855-450-FREE, because they'll claim they're obligated to respond to the call.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for their savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document?
Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, bring up what you want toll free here at 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. Hey, join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier today. Amp.freetalklive.com. I did finally catch up on the amps. Normally I do my amp processing over the weekend, but this was Keenvention weekend, and I had no time whatsoever for any kind of other things. So I did catch up on that today. We did have more signers last week than we did cancellations. We're up by about another $100 or so, $125. So we're now up to over 43. I don't have the number in front of me right now, but $3,300 at amp.freetalklive.com. What are we doing? Well, the AMP program in general is a way that you can support the show. You can support Free Talk Live and help us get on more radio stations across the country, spread the ideas of freedom into more people's ears all over the place. And we've been doing it for a long time, but recently we modified things a little bit, and we're doing a very specific fundraiser within the AMP program. So we started at around $3,100. And we're now at $3,374, and it's been going on for about 3 weeks now, this fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is we want to raise enough money to be able to pay our friend and co-host, Daryl, our Monday night co-host, to come on board as an affiliate relations person, which means he calls radio stations. This is what I do during the day. Call radio stations to pitch the show to these stations. And we had a generous donor give his first month's worth of pay up front, so he's already started. In fact, just the other day, he told me that he's taken a leap of faith. He's quitting his job. He has put in his notice, and he's on his last week at his official job. Now, he works as a janitor during overnights at the local Target. So he's leaving that position. He's hoping that this Free Talk Live thing is going to pan out for him. And so you can help make that happen by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Bonus reason to do it, your money's going to be doubled, because right now we've got matching contributions coming from about five or six different individuals who've ponied up about $950 in matching pledges per month. So if we can reach $950, we will have all $950 matched. If we can only reach $800, we'll have $800 matched. So that's how it's working. The matching money also includes one-time contributions. We had a generous $100 one-time contribution this week
Also another $25 one-time contribution from another person. So that combined with the last, we also got another $125 one-time contribution 2 weeks ago. So that's all going to add up. That's, you know, $250 worth of one time. So that's going to be doubled. We're going to add that into the 200 some that we've raised at the AMP program. Am I making sense? The AMP money's doubled, one-time contributions are doubled, and also Bitcoin contributions are doubled. So these are ways that you can help us get Free Talk Live into more ears, and you can do it for $5 a month, which actually is going to be like $10 a month because of the doubling.
That's right.
So go to amp.freetalklive.com. And what's an interesting thing, Mark, before we go on with your calls, is looking at who's coming in. Whenever somebody signs up for the AMP program, you know, everything's most of it's automated, but I just kind of look over all the automated emails that come in just to make sure and send a welcome email to everybody that's, you know, that has signed up. So there's still some human involvement in this process. And one of the things I always do is I take a look at the person's name. A lot of times it looks familiar, and sure enough, I'll take their email address and I'll compare it with my database of who used to AMP. Because there's several hundred people that used to AMP, but they don't anymore for whatever reason, you know, finances or etc. And it looks like the majority of the people who've amped over the last couple weeks have been old ampers.
Oh, really?
So we're getting a lot of people who are coming back on board, more so than normal. Now, there are still newbies that are signing up, and thank goodness for those folks. We need to have new blood coming in to the show and supporting what we're doing here. But it's nice to see a lot of people who previously supported the show with their financial means, $5 a month, coming back to continue their support of Free Talk Live, to re-support Free Talk Live. And I'm presuming it's because we're doing this very specific fundraiser, and that's got them excited. So again, thanks again for amping the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you don't have enough, you can't commit to the monthly AMP, but you've got a few extra bucks to spare, throw it in the one-time contribution at amp.freetalklive.com, or go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and drop us some bitcoins as well. So all of those are options for you, and it'll be matched up to $950 US per month. We go to Helen in Ithaca, listening to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I just heard your story about the the guy throwing his girlfriend's clothes out on the lawn and he ends up dead. That is like the craziest thing I have ever heard. If
Well, you weren't listening to the first hour of the show where had the story about a man who had his anal cavity violated multiple times under police and jurisdiction and a judge's order by doctors.
I heard that somewhere else.
It's crazy.
That's crazy too.
Yeah, that's so humiliating, disgusting, and horrible. But this thing is like, how much money did they spend with the SWAT team? Did you say there was a helicopter there?
There was. I think a helicopter is like $200 an hour to run or something ridiculous like that.
Just for tossing his girlfriend. All right, I don't like people being violent at all. I hate bullies and stuff. And I had an ex-boyfriend attack me, you know, but he really attacked me. He didn't throw my clothes on the lawn, you know.
Right.
But, his behavior was very bad, but most it was embarrassing for her and inconvenient. And he ends up dead. Like, if you wrote this as a short story, like, nobody would publish it. They'd say, this is crazy. Like, nobody would, this is unbelievable. That's not, no rational party would behave like this. So they spent all the taxpayers' money with the SWAT team and the helicopters, and then the guy ends up dead for throwing his girlfriend's clothes on the lawn.
Yeah.
The funny thing about this, though, Helen, is that likely these the people that were on the SWAT team were probably already on duty that day, so they're going to get paid the paycheck, and the Bearcat's sitting in the garage at the police station, so, you know, it's the fuel to drive the Bearcat over there. It probably gets 10 miles to the gallon or something like that. The helicopter, certainly there's a lot of fuel to run a helicopter, but the pilot probably on duty already, too, because he's got to be on standby. So they probably didn't spend that much money deploying all of this stuff comparatively. I mean, it's certainly thousands, maybe on the scale of tens of, 10,000 or something like that. Maybe five digits.
Oh, then it's all okay and excusable then. That's fine.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, but the thing is obviously they overreacted. I'm just saying that, you know, they're already, the money aspect of this is probably the least egregious. Some poor guy died in his, being shot through his screen door while his hands were up.
And so they can afford this, but we have to cut poor people and little kids and elderly people and disabled people's food stamps. You know,
I'm with you. you know, I'm with you 100%. Obviously, whenever they get the money, they're going to allocate it in an inefficient fashion to...
A violent fashion, yes. So we're going towards fascism here, you know. This is not good.
Thanks for the call tonight, Helen. I appreciate hearing from you and the thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
So there's this old sort of liberal saying that imagine the day when when schools have all the money they need and the Air Force has to hold a bake sale to buy a bomber. And oftentimes this will be sort of ridiculed by those on the right. I would much rather be fighting against a system that's inefficiently allocating money towards resources in the area of education than inefficiently allocating resources in the area of killing people. And it's just a system I'd rather be dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens is government bureaucrats don't become magically more efficient because you give them a gun. And in this country, we don't fall down on our knees and worship the mailman or the social worker. Maybe the teachers. I think teachers, they get a certain amount of obeisance. But soldiers, police, firefighters. I'm a firefighter. It's not like I don't know. These people are they're called heroes. I don't even think teachers are called heroes.
Yeah, I think it depends who you ask. So I want to give you a quick update here.
I'm just talking about like the newspaper.
Quick update on the Million Mask March, where thousands of people worldwide have been out in support of, presumably in support of Anonymous. Of course, you know, when it comes to Anonymous, it's hard to really pinpoint a message.
They're anonymous, after all.
When we talked to somebody on the phones about this a couple weeks ago, they said that the website that was the most prominent about the Million Mask March wasn't actually an official website. Of course, how do you determine what is an official website when it's anonymous? I guess there are some things that are more respected than others as far as news outlets for the anonymous folks to get their news out. There's a huge article over at RT.com, which has a variety of video and photographs. Russell Brand was seen participating in the marches, I think one of the marches in the UK. There were hundreds of people in Los Angeles, looks like thousands in Amsterdam. Lots of people with V masks on here on November 5th, which of course is known internationally as Guy Fawkes Day, as made famous or infamous by the movie V for Vendetta.
And so, some crazy guy that wanted to kill a bunch of people.
I'm going to link to the RT story on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. You can dig into all this coverage. There's way too much for us to even touch on here. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor them with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.